Hello, this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, and you're listening to this week's Inspired Living Radio podcast with the topic of making every day a celebration. And that is the inspired tip for this week. We're going to talk about how you can put more joy and just vibrancy in your life by taking what would otherwise be maybe a mundane week and sprinkling in some magical things that help you make every day joyful and celebratory. And there are so many ways in which we can do that. But one of the things that I want to talk about is the fact that you don't have to have the perfect life to do this kind of thing. I've noticed a lot of people, even myself included, this is something that I learned along my path of my journey toward living inspired. My journey toward living inspired came out of a really sort of hitting rock bottom point in my life where I was really not living and I was really stagnant and I was lost and I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And it's too long of a topic to talk about in a 10-minute podcast. But I will tell you that I know what it's like to not be living and to not have joy and to be really struggling and really not doing so well. And that is how I've come to this point of making every day a celebration and living inspired. That's why I blog about it and why I share tips with you, because I went on this journey of self-discovery and of learning that I didn't have to live that way, that no matter what my circumstances were, I didn't have to wait to be happy. I didn't have to wait for everything to be right for me to have the perfect health, or for me to have the perfect living situation, or for me to have the job, the career, the friends, you know, this X, Y, and Z. I didn't have to have all of my ducks in a row, so to speak, for me to be able to start experiencing the life I wanted to live now. And it is a process, and it is something that you have to make a habit and that you do over time. But you hear people a lot. This is something I see a lot of people struggling with. And I myself, like I'm saying, at one point in my journey in the beginning of when I was really struggling, I can remember kind of going through this as well. But you see people putting off their happiness and their joy. They go around very discouraged and even grumpy. And it's like, well, I can't be happy because my health isn't good, or I don't like my house, or I don't like my job, or I don't like this or that or the other. It's really about starting to look at what we do like about our lives and having gratitude for those things. We can start there, even if it's very, very small, a small thing that we can focus on. And we don't have to wait. It's a realization that you don't have to wait for you to get that promotion, for you to have a job that you love, for you to have children or children that are doing what you want them to do, or for you to be having the perfect living space, the perfect home, the perfect anything. And you're going to hear my Christmas clock because it's still going every hour on the hour. Part of my ongoing celebrations. But yeah, you don't have to wait to have even the perfect health. Or even maybe you don't even have the right people in your life yet. You're just really struggling. The point is that that's kind of an illusion, this thinking that when you get to this point, then you'll be happy. When I have more money, then I will be happy. When I have a better living environment, then I'll be happy. When I have better friends or more friends in my life, then I'll be happy. If I could only do this, then I'll be happy. And there is a little truth to that, in as much as, okay, sure, I'm sure that if we all had the perfect situations where we had the perfect finances and the perfect partner or love interest or husband or wife, and we had the perfect friends and the perfect job, sure, that would be happy making, but that's kind of a pipe dream. That's not something that, life is real. We're not going to have the perfect lives. So there's always, if we have that mindset that we're going to be waiting to be happy and we're always going to be miserable until something better comes along, we're never going to be happy. So truly living a joy-filled, inspired life is about deciding to create your happiness now. So one of the ways I like to do that is by making every day a celebration and creating special moments in your everyday life, not waiting for certain occasions. We just came out of the holiday season where it's, you know, everybody is celebrating and they're getting their decorations up. And think of that feeling of Christmas when you have all of, when everything is special, you have the special lights out and you've got all the good foods. You get to eat all your favorite foods and you get to be, have parties and gifts and things like this. Now, obviously, not every single day is going to be quite as magnificent as Christmas, but we can still have, create that same feeling that Christmas gives us, that celebration, it's all about the celebration aspect. So it doesn't have to be a holiday like Christmas. It doesn't have to be your birthday. There doesn't even have to be an occasion like a job promotion or, you know, a birth of a child or something like that, although certainly celebrate during those times too. But this is about just continually celebrating because you can. Celebrate yourself because you're alive. You're here. You're so crucial. You are worth so much. So just your life itself is something to celebrate. You celebrating who you are and celebrating your family and your loved ones and those that bring you joy. And I like to do these things for both myself and for my loved ones. So one of the ways I did it was this past weekend I had a tea party for a friend that's going through a really rough time. And it could have been where I just invited her over for tea and we got mugs out of the cupboard, you know, the regular everyday mugs. And we had a cup of tea and we talked. But I wanted to create an experience. I wanted to really have a magical celebration and have it be special, both for myself and for her, because I like to do these things for the people in my that I love in my life, you know, to celebrate them as well. So I got out all the fine china, and I got out my favorite flatware, and I got out my favorite serving dishes, and we had the elegant teapots and a couple different kinds of tea and scones and chocolates, and I lit every candle in the house, and I plugged in all of the twinkle lights, and I even had the table set with these magical glowing orbs, and I sprinkled some faux diamonds that you can get. They're little like plastic faux diamond things for table decor that shimmer. And the point is, I made a really special experience of what could have just been a regular, hey, come over for tea. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I enjoy doing this kind of thing. If you go and read the blog post, you'll get to see pictures, and I'll attach a picture to this podcast as well, but you'll get to see pictures and a more in-depth description of the tea party that I created and also other tips on how you can create special moments in your everyday life. But the point is to do things that bring you joy and to not wait for an occasion to do that. To do this as part of your self-care and part of caring for others. And so what makes you happy? Is it going to be, what about wearing your favorite clothes? You know, I think life is too short to wear clothes that don't make me happy. So that's one thing I started doing, was getting rid of some of the clothes that don't make me feel good. And wearing clothes that make you happy. Wear fuzzy slippers. Create living spaces that inspire you in your home. Have things out that inspire you. When you have dinner, don't feel like you have to wait for an occasion to break out the fine china or flatware or any of your antiques or hand-me-down things that are special to you. Don't feel like you have to have a special person even over. Do these things for yourself, even if it's just you at home, or even if it's you and your children or your hubby and you want to have a candlelight dinner one night just for the heck of it, or make everybody's favorite meal. Get out the good dishes. Get out the new things. Do something you've always wanted to do. Create fabulous moments just because, and invite others along for the ride. And even you don't have to wait to wear, my grandma used to always tell me, don't wait to wear your diamonds. She gave me a ring of hers before she passed away, and she told me to make sure to wear that and not to wait for a special occasion to wear it, even if I was in my pajamas. So we're coming to the end of the 10-minute time limit that I have here, but you can go, you can read more on the blog, like I said, if you want to go more into depth. I just want to say in closing this week, to inspire you and motivate you, is to really start thinking about what you have in your life. What is in your surroundings? What are, kind of clothes are you wearing? What kind of experiences are you creating for yourself? Are you surrounding yourself with things that bring you joy? Are you doing things to celebrate you and your loved ones in your everyday life? Celebrate. Make every day a celebration, friends. And until next time, I hope.